I'm sure that many of us feel a real tug in our hearts today that we should be together. We should be able to be in our church and to sing songs of praise, to carry the cross, and to have that sense of worshiping God. This Easter is really so different for us. As I reflect this year, the words of the Roman centurion at the foot of the cross where Jesus died really stand out to me. He exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." And the identity of Jesus as the Son of God is something that is central to this story, to the scriptures, to what happens on Good Friday. If Jesus was a nobody, then certainly his death was tragic, but it doesn't have meaning beyond himself and his immediate family. But if Jesus is who he claimed to be, then his death is of great significance. So when we think about Jesus' identity, are we on solid or shaky ground? We know that in recent years there has been much debate and books written as people ask about the identity of Jesus. And this may seem like a very modern question to us. But Jesus himself asked this question in his own lifetime. Jesus gathered his disciples together and said to them, "Who do people say I am? And who do you say I am?" This is hardly a modern question if Jesus himself asked it. And certainly it is a legitimate question since Jesus himself raised it. This is a question many people find themselves asking. And with just a little research, we find that there are good and clear answers to this question. And perhaps this is something you may like to take more time to explore, but I'll just give a quick overview. Jesus' identity was heralded by angels at his birth. You remember the angel who appeared to the shepherds and said, "Don't be afraid, I bring you good news. It will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." And then the local shepherds went to see for themselves. And having seen, they took this news to the people around them. Then at Jesus' own baptism, as he was coming out of the water, the voice of God spoke to him, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." And we have a similar affirmation on the Mount of Transfiguration, where the disciples heard God's voice stating, "This is my Son. Listen to him." Again, even at Jesus' temptation, we find that these are linked to claims about his identity. The tempter came to him, we read, and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Here, Satan is leveraging Jesus' identity for his own purposes. If you are the Son of God, do this or do that. Prove it. And Jesus affirmed his own identity when he was at the synagogue in Nazareth. And he deliberately went to the scroll of Isaiah, and he took the time to unroll it and to find the place where it spoke of the Messiah. And then he said to those who were present, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." In essence, he was saying to them, "I am the one who fulfills this ancient scripture." And this was a bold claim that this prophecy spoke about him. And there are more claims and more miracles and more teaching that underlines Jesus' identity as the Son of God. You can look at this yourself. But to move on to our story today, when Jesus was brought before the high priest used Jesus' identity and said, I charge you under oath by the living God, tell us, are you the Messiah, the Son of God? And the way that Jesus answered that question established his claim clearly to be the Messiah. So the high priest was upset and ripped open his clothes in a dramatic sign of judgment upon Jesus. And everyone there at the council agreed with the high priest that Jesus claiming to be the Messiah justified the sentence of death and his execution. And then Jesus was taken to Pilate. And Pilate asked him in a similar way, are you the king of the Jews? In reply, Jesus said a number of things, including, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place. You are a king then, said Pilate. So Pilate begins by asking about Jesus' identity. Are you this king of the Jews? And he ends by saying, you are a king then. Of course, Pilate didn't mean this in the conventional sense, but he understood that Jesus was claiming to be this king of the Jews. In order to make the charge clear, Pilate had a notice made and put upon the cross the charge, Jesus of Nazareth, the king of the Jews. And this sign pointed to Jesus' claim to be the Son of God. The Jewish authorities, of course, complained. Let it be written that he said he was the king of the Jews. But Pilate said, no, this will stand. And so the sign above him, king of the Jews. And then finally, the hardened centurion, who was tasked with executing Jesus and the other prisoners that were there this day, stood in front of Jesus and saw how he died. And he said, surely this man was the Son of God. So at his birth, the identity of Jesus is proclaimed by angels. And at his death, it is affirmed by this Roman soldier. This was no ordinary death. This was the death of the Son of God. This death was for us, for me, and for you. This death brings us forgiveness. And so I ask you to consider today what the Son of God has given for you. On the cross, he meets our needs, a need for forgiveness, for reconciliation with God, for new life, abundant life, eternal life. He meets our need for peace and healing and wholeness, for assurance of salvation. And therefore, being confident in the identity of Jesus, with this knowledge that he is the Son of God, we can take courage and find hope even on days like these. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.